spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
I'm recording.
So am I.
Oh, we did it. You guys, this is an exciting episode. And by exciting, I mean terrifying. Because when you're hearing this, it's all over.
Could be over. We could be waiting in purgatory for a week.
Because that's the thing. Everyone knows. I was talking to my friend who was bitching about some coworker of hers who's like 22 or so, like, and clearly like U.S. history is still fresh in her brain from high school, I think, or like just listened to an NPR episode and they were talking about the election. And the girl was like trying to seem very like, and she's like, I mean, I don't know why people get like so hyped up about election night. Like we don't necessarily will know who's going to win. And my friend was like, well, yeah, but usually it points in one way or another. Usually we've got a pretty decent idea of how it's going to go. Nothing's official, but we usually have a pretty good idea of which way it's going to turn. So, I mean, we will have a better idea of where we are in the grips of civil war as you guys are listening to this.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to watch, like, on the news I was watching, put on Fox this morning, and it's interesting because it was very somber. Like, the president, obviously, is doing press, obviously, because why would you not be?
Well, when is he not doing press?
And he's talking a lot about Jesus, which is, like, so funny to listen to. But it was a very somber kind of, like... And then Rush Limbaugh came on, and Rush Limbaugh also was like talking about Jesus. He's like, I don't bring this up a lot, but I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I was like,
I love it.
They're
panicked. I love the bad guys.
They're so panicked to watch them on the news, especially Fox. I didn't watch CNN, but Fox, everyone's like, well, the early voting, you know, that could be, you know, could be a sign. Rush was like, I'm choosing to look at it as it's not, that it's a push for Biden, that it's people that are really, upset with how they've been treating Donald Trump. And so it's Trump people coming out to be like, we got to take care of our guy.
It's not. It's really not.
They're fucking panicked. They're bringing Karl Rove was on ever. Like, the president came on Fox and Friends this morning to be like, I love Jesus. Please vote.
I watched part of one of his, I don't know, 300 rallies he did yesterday. He was just fucking everywhere. But I watched part of one of them yesterday morning before we went into the kitchen. And because Fox's poll has him behind. I was watching Fox News and they were talking about it. Again, very somber. And be like, well, you know, like this in 2016. But like their poll has him like trailing by quite a bit. And he fucking brought that up during his rally. And it was like, even, you know, it's they're still the mainstream meat. He's fucking turning on Fox. And I love, because he goes, but, you know, they do have some good people. Tucker Carlson, everybody at Fox and Friends, like literally just like his buddies that fucking go for him no matter what. But he was straight up like, basically, like, how dare Fox have me trailing in the polls? They're fake news, too. Oh, I was like, this is happening, you guys.
It's wild to watch. Like, he's such a clear example. Because here's the thing is, like, we all, like, you know, if you're on the Patreon, we read that book about, like, projecting. And when you're actually, whatever's going on with you, you project onto the other person. You know what I mean? So, like, if you're cheating, you tell your spouse, they're like, hey, is something weird? I feel like you're gone a lot. And they're like, I'm not. You're the one that's cheating. And it's like,
you're the whore.
Yeah. So, normally, when you are mad and yelling at somebody, it's really a quick, it's a take. It's like a one step back and like, maybe is this Should I be saying this to myself? Am I doing this? And I don't want to admit it. He's like the extreme example of like, and the other thing, it's like the most extreme example of someone just being in denial. Like someone will call him out on something or like they say something that's true and he just doesn't want to believe it. And so he just goes, that's a lie. And it's like, but it's not a lie. And people, he's just like, well, but that's just not true. And it's like, no, but it is. And he's like, fake. And you're like, oh, so I guess we're not having a conversation.
Well,
I guess
it just works. It works for him.
Well, it works for a lot of people. You can see a lot of people because when somebody like that, like, oh, think of it like I've been watching this and it's so interesting. I was talking with my friend that I'm visiting out here and he made a great point. He said, it's the same. He goes, have you ever been in like in a relationship with someone where everything they're like, I'm always right no matter what and you're wrong and you're dumb. At some point, like Donald Trump does this, you try to be like, well, I don't think that's true. But he just, no matter what it is, he just shuts it down. Like we've talked about before, he says his taglines and he's like, I'm right. Fuck you. I'm right. That's a lie. I'm telling the truth. And at some point you're like, well, I guess we just go along with it because we don't want to fight. And that's what he's doing. He just wears people down. And that's why it works. It's
no,
fucking
exactly.
Wild.
It's fucking. And this is the thing. Like this was like back in, you know, pre-election 2016 when he was and everybody was like, well, this can't happen. Like he can't speak like this. There's no way people are going to vote for him. And people voted for him and he won. And then when he got into office and everybody was like, well, the gravity of the office and there'll be people around him that'll rein him in. And then that didn't happen. And everyone realized like, oh, everything's changed forever. Mm-hmm. Like he just fucking flipped the entire American government political system on its head. You can say whatever you want. I mean, there was a time literally like a month before he officially entered the presidential election for 2016 where any of this shit, like the smallest little things he lies about. People would be like, if a regular politician did that and it was like, no, look, we have you on tape. This is not your line. Their career would be over. Like completely over. And he just gets a fucking free pass. And I think today is going to be wild. As numbers start pouring in, come later this evening, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what fucking starts coming out of the White House. What tweets he's doing. I mean, it's going to get crazy. I mean, guys, what's it like? You know, we're talking to you from the past. This is Bitch and Piglet. I am actually in a basement, which is where we'll be recording for throughout the Civil War. I mean, what's it like today, guys? Today, this Wednesday, the day after tentative election results have come in. Are we, what's happening? Rodeo yeah. Drive still boarded up. Every city's boarded up. Every government building.
Well, what's interesting, and this is, and I know there are people, there are listeners, I posted today this morning, and I tagged my location in Austin, because I'm only here for a few days, but I think, so I've been to Lockhart the last two nights. We had dinner in Lockhart, because apparently it's like some of the best barbecue. It's like 35
what,
minutes
two
away.
Two nights in a row?
Yeah, because, so we went to the, well, here's the thing, and it's like, with Austin, I've been here before, and it's the same as, and I can't imagine there's like a Trump supporter listening, but if you are a Trump supporter, thank you for being here and like just open your ears. This rhetoric
in your heart.
Yeah. This rhetoric of like all the cities that are falling apart are Democrat run and the Republican, the red states and cities are fucking killing it. We all know it's not true. It's not true. The Alamo Drafthouse Theater, Austin, is in Texas. This is a fucking red state. Yes, Austin is like a more of a liberal city. It still is like a Texas, but it still is a red state. You know what I mean? Texas is like, and there are Trump people walking around, even in Austin. You know what I mean? It looks like buildings are boarded up. And yesterday, I'm in downtown, and it is like Skid Row. It feels
yeah,
like Skid Row.
Dude.
It was weird. Like I was walking around at Alamo Drafthouse It's boarded up. It reminded me of like Manhattan, like on Congress Avenue. There's some shops, some places like Chipotle and some places like that are still open. But like most shit is like every other building is like boarded up. Restaurants and bars are boarded up. There are people just like sleeping, making. There's like a full like camp in front of the Alamo Draft House. It's boarded up and it's just like people camped out living in front of the theater. And so it's like, okay, so this is not just in like San Francisco and New York. So don't. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. That's the, well, I mean, but they, the thing is, they would just go to, well, yeah, but it's because Austin's liberal. Do you know what I'm saying? Or they'll be like, yeah, but look at the rest of Texas, which I guarantee you Houston's boarded up right now too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but they purposely only focus. It's like the whole sanctuary city thing. Where it's like the reason Los Angeles is such a piece of shit is because it's a sanctuary city. And it's like, what are you talking about? It's just talking points and shit that they know will get a fucking, their base riled up.
Right.
It's, I drove by the polling place if we hadn't voted early, we'd be at today, this morning when I had to go to the kitchen. And that was at like 7:30 this morning. There was a line looped around the block twice. And I know, like, social distance. And here's the thing, because I was listening to the NPR, and they were talking about how, you know, the lines might look longer because of social distancing, which is partially true. But really, they weren't all that social distanced. Like, there was definitely, it was not 6 feet between every group of people. For sure. Maybe 2 feet. Like, it kind of looked just like a regular ass line where you don't want to just be in someone's hair. But it was a fucking shit ton of people.
I mean, and I get if you're listening to this and you were in line yesterday, I get it. If that's the only day you could do it. I don't, to me, it is wild to wait until today. And I get that maybe it was like difficult even for to mail in or to go to the polling place, and some places didn't have open voting. I would be stressed out if I had to wait in line all day.
But also people, like, this is the first time I didn't vote on election day. I think a lot of people want to vote on election day. Like our neighbors, they could have voted early. They got up early and went and waited in line. So I understand the, like, wanting to vote on actual election day. But, yeah, this year I was just like, I'm good. I can vote early. I'm going to vote early. With COVID, I really didn't want to stand. And, I mean, it's gorgeous here today. It's really nice. It's sunny. It's going to be in the 60s. But I didn't know that. And I was like, I don't want to have to be, like, crammed in a line with people. It could be, like, in the 40s. Get sick, die, who knows, maybe before my ballot is counted and then my vote doesn't count. Which that's, have you heard those terrible stories about people that like had terminal cancer and voted and then have passed away since, like, we're like, I need to vote and voted and then passed away and their votes will be thrown out. It's, that's depending on your state, but yeah.
Ugh. I mean,
isn't that so sad?
It's sad. I mean, I guess like a rule is, a rule. I mean, if we're going to do that, it should be like, if you are over 85, fucking, you know what I mean? You should
exactly.
Be like,
exactly.
You should take a physical.
Well, I already think if you're over 85, I don't think you should vote. Hey, I get it. That might sound bad, but I think that you can't vote till you're 18.
Right.
So there should be a fucking end date too. Just like with driving a car, you can't drive a car till you're 16. You should hit an age where they're like, you can't drive a car anymore. Life's cyclical.
Right.
You start out as a little baby shitting yourself. You die as a big baby shitting yourself. That's really what happens. So there's a few things that you get to do during the prime of your life, you know, mid-30s, you shouldn't get to do as a child or disgusting old person.
Right.
I'm sorry, disgusting child. I'm not... Babies are just as gross as old people, you guys.
Mm-hmm. I just got a text. Sorry, I got distracted. I just got a text from my drug dealer in New York. He said, hey, everybody, due to the election.
Fire sale.
Due to the election, we're having a sale and our hours are different. So if you're in New York, Election day, oh. I swear to God, election day deals, and they're only going from 11 a.m. to 6. So for anyone that needs to get cocaine before noon, I got your back. Skip me your fucking, I mean, New York
City. Well,
you gotta
get ready.
Baby. Right.
You know, election night, I think, I don't need booze, but I do think it would be interesting to see how busy the booze stores are today. I bet it's going to be like a holiday situation, like a holiday weekend.
Yeah, it might. I mean, who fucking knows? We're going to do, we'll watch election. That's, we were like, well, we could stay in. And I'm like, it's like, I bet we could find an outdoor bar. So we found, they were like, oh, look at all these cute bars. I'm like, so my job is to call places today and be like, hi, we see you have a great patio and it looks like your menu's really great and you have good like happy hour. Are you going to be running the election on a big screen? Like it's a fucking football game. Because that's what we're going to like, we want to watch start. Because, I mean, why not? You know what I mean? It's going to be.
I think everywhere will be. Everywhere yeah. will be. It's just a question of what vibe you want, I guess would be a good way to put it. Like what type of people you want, what crew you want to be surrounded with.
Right.
Like, for example, we are going mm-hmm. to the gay bar tonight because I feel like that's like a good. A group of people. I think it'll be a lot of like-minded individuals. So it'll either be like fun or it'll be like 2016 again where everybody's like happy and having like fun flirty drinks and then it just takes a shift and everyone's just drinking large glasses of brown liquor and not talking.
Yeah, I don't know what to do because I forget. I'm in Texas. I forget. We talked about this in the group chat, but on the flight here going from St. Louis into Texas, you just kind of forget that you're not around like your couple of friends and like you're not in New York anymore, Dorothy. And so I'm in the airport on the flight here. There were two guys not wearing masks, like with the mask in their hand, like being defiant and just kind of, and they were like, and weirdly, they were also the ones that cut me in line at Dunkin' Donuts. Cause it's like, well, you're standing so far back. We didn't know you were in line. And I'm like, it's a fucking pandemic. It just signs everyone's 6 feet apart.
Were they still not wearing their masks?
Oh, 100%. And their masks were, I took a picture. You can see the one guy's full face and the other guy had his mask on his wrist. So just to be like, I have it. It's like when you are like hooking up with like someone for the first and sometimes only time, if you're lucky, it's a one night stand, but you'll show up and you just meet someone and they have like a stack of condoms on the nightstand as if to be like, see? Maybe. And then then they just like fill you with their cum. But that's like, but I thought about maybe not giving you a baby or AIDS. But I mean, that's the thought that counts, right? It's here.
I mean, well, I think it's just be like, well, I have it.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not using it. Yeah, but I have it.
So stop being such a bitch.
That's the same thing. It's the same thing with the mask. Like, yeah, it's right here. And it's like, okay, well, nothing for anybody.
Yeah. Well, then use it. Well, but I have it. Okay. Again.
Great. First step.
It's the same tactic the president uses. You guys, this is how to look. You may not have like healthy relationships and the people around you might just be afraid of you constantly. But if you just say the same thing over and over again, you can just become right. Even if you're not right. If you just keep telling people, no, what I'm saying is right and true. I am right. Like this, then people just go like, I guess fucking, sure, fuck me with the mask on your wrist. I don't care. Leave it.
Well, and that's the other thing about why it works. It's just wearing people down.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're talking to somebody like that, it's exhausting. Because if you're talking to somebody and they're just like, nope, nope, and fucking interrupting you and telling you this is the way it is and you're fucking lying and you're wrong and you're wrong and you're wrong, you're just gonna be like fucking whatever.
Yeah,
like this is pointless. I don't even want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah,
whatever, fine. Like that's what our country is. Our country's basically for 4 years been like fucking whatever. Like shut the fuck up, fine.
Our country maybe needs to just like, and I know civil war is bad, but once you get to the point where you're just like, whatever, fine. And you're just kind of like, we've all had a relationship like this where you're like, whatever, just don't touch me. And I don't want to hear you breathe when we're in bed at night. Once you're at the point where you're like, I'll be like, I don't hate you, but I'm just kind of like too exhausted to leave.
Yeah.
Once you're indifferent, maybe it's time for our country to take a break. You know what I mean?
Well, and I would disagree with you. I do not think civil war is bad necessarily.
I think we should break up.
Our civil war was bad because our civil war was, I mean, basically I think what this civil war will be like, where it's like one side that's like, we're racists. And then the other side's like, I don't know about that. And I think that will kind of be what the Civil War is. But, I mean, Civil Wars can be good, you guys. What was really the Revolutionary War was to gain our independence. Civil War is just going to be to gain independence from the country falling apart. So don't look at it as a Civil War if those words scare you.
Right.
Look at it as like Revolutionary War part do.
I think
look
of
it like that.
But also, why can't we do something where it's like an open relationship, but like with the country? You know what I mean? Where it's like, look, we're still together, but like also we can see other people. You know what I mean? So it's like, look, if some of the country, like we still want to be a country, but like if some of us want to have like some kind of a national healthcare program, some of us, maybe it's like, look, those of us that want to get involved with like some kind of a system where healthcare is a right, and you know, there's like freedom of movement within our jobs and our life, we can do that. And if you guys are like, we'd rather pay for healthcare, then you can do that. You know what I mean? I think like we can do some kind of a system where we're like together, but not all the time on every issue. I think we should do something like that.
That's the fun thing. We can't. that's the thing. We can't. We've tried. We can't. People can't do it. It's the whole with universal healthcare, and they're like, they're gonna abolish private healthcare. And it's like, no, they're not. It'll be just like in the UK and other countries that have basic, it's just basic healthcare for everybody so that everyone has access to go to the doctor. And if you break your arm, it doesn't bankrupt you, but you can still have. So if you're very wealthy or you choose to pay extra for private healthcare, you can also have that. It's supplemental.
Correct.
It's like Medicare. People have Medicare and then they can have supplemental insurance. So explain why we just can't all have Medicare, mm-hmm. everybody, and then everybody, and then some people can just have the basic Medicare that old people get, and then other people can choose to supplement that with their private health insurance. You guys, it's already a system in place. I think this is what's extra frustrating is it's already a system in place in this country. It's just for those disgusting old babies. And we can be gross babies too. We want Medicare.
Yeah, I mean, here's an example. I can't imagine that somebody listening, you know what, maybe if you're listening and you're like, I already agree with you, if you are going to have a conversation with some people in your life that maybe are Trump people, here's an easy, simple analogy to how the universal healthcare thing works in like most parts of the entire world that have it. Like we're one of the only countries that does like 100% for profit. I am staying in a hotel. Coffee comes with the room. There's a coffee maker in here. Everyone, there's standard. I can have, there's free coffee downstairs in the lobby. Okay. So if I want coffee, I can have that coffee. It's fine. It's not the best coffee I've ever had, but it's coffee. It does the trick. It does what I need it to do. There also is a coffee shop in the lobby. So if I'm like, this coffee's okay, but I want like an Americano, I have the option to have the coffee that comes with the hotel. I can also pay extra money to get espresso if I feel like I need more of a boost so I can take a better shit.
And you can have both.
Yeah, it's the same. That's what it is. So use that example when your friends and family say, oh, there's going to be like these stories like on Fox because they're being so somber. They're just talking about like, they're like, so what's at stake if Biden wins? Because they're trying to like scare all these fucking old folks to like leave the home and get their walkers and go vote. And they're like, well, you know, socialism with the, you know, socialized medicine. I mean, in, you know, Canada, where they think people are in line, they tell stories like in Canada, people die in the streets waiting to go to the dentist. And it's like, that's not true.
I know.
It's not true.
Also, you know what else happens? In this country, people die because they can't go to the doctor. So really, I mean, I'm just saying This one's worse. Also, the other one's not true. One of these things is true. The other thing is not. One is much worse. And again, true.
Right.
It's, yeah. I can't, I mean, this is like, I kind of almost wanted to like not record till tomorrow. But I think this is like more exciting because we're still living in like a, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, it's wild. Like, it's a weird thing because I was watching, like, it just is a strange thing. Good Morning America, which I haven't watched in forever, but I watched it yesterday. And because when you go between like CNN and Fox, which is the Megan on a plane move, that's a really fun move.
Good move, you guys.
It's a great move. And it's interesting because this entire time, up until the past like 2 weeks, but I haven't had a TV, so I didn't see this turn. Before I moved from New York, every time I turned on TV, Fox News, everyone was cocky. And you put on Squawk Box and Joe, the older Republican guy, he was just like, they're cocky and they're like, Trump and Sleepy Joe. And they're just like talking shit and like doing beer bongs and fucking having a great time and being over the top. And all the CNN people and all the Democrats were like very somber because they're like, the country, like, this is not good. This is not good leadership. Like, this is scary for our democracy. And I guess with all the early voting, it's to watch TV now. The Fox News people are just like very sad and having like a church service. It almost seems like they're doing like a eulogy for Donald Trump. And then CNN, everyone's like, all right, let's fucking go. They have like margaritas and just like balloons at the desk. They're just...
I think the best like example of just like you guys is yesterday for like their big final rallies. Biden, Harris had for like performance, they had fucking Common and John Legend singing songs.
Oh, nice.
And fucking Lady Gaga. And then Trump, his big fucking person was Lil Pump. Which like is so fucking crazy. For so many reasons, because fucking I don't know, I couldn't tell you a Lil Pump song if my life depended on it. I'm assuming he's like a Xanax SoundCloud rapper, right? I think he's like one of those guys.
Never heard of him.
Do you think a single fucking Trump person knows who the fuck Lil Pump is, let alone likes him? They might know who he is. I don't think there was a lot of Lil Pump fans when Trump brought Lil Pump on stage. I mean, fucking, you want to talk about like watching a fucking empire fall, man? Like, hello.
Do you think he picked Lil Pump because it rhymes with his last name? That would be my only thing, because like,
well,
it,
I'm surprised that he didn't kick Pence off the ticket and was like, I gotta go with Pump.
Yeah. Look, here's what we're gonna do. It's the final push. We're gonna talk about Jesus and fucking rhyming. So it's all about Jesus.
Jesus loves rhymes.
Oh, just, my God.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You guys, like, please go watch the clip. It's the most bizarre thing. Like, you couldn't get a single, he has celebrity supporters. There isn't some sort of fucking, like, you know, I don't know, Jimmy Buffett or somebody who's a Trump guy.
Isn't Chuck Woolery's a Trump guy? He should have just had Chuck come out and go, 2 and 2, that's four more years.
Well, I'm like, I get like, I'm thinking more like musician, like, because that was the thing, like, these were all musicians. I'm using that term loosely to refer to Lil Pump, and don't worry, callers call in, I'm sure he's very talented. I'm just being an old fucking boring bitch. I'll go look him up. I'm sure he's gonna be my new favorite artist. Ugh. But like, there isn't a single old like rocker guy that's for Trump that he could have had come out and just fucking play a song or something that his supporters would at least know the name?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of people even like don't, I think just a lot of people don't support him as much as he obviously, like as much as he says, like he would pick a song, like he'll, you know, whatever, like some like country song or somebody he would pick. And then people will just immediately be like, fuck you. Don't use our stuff. We don't like you.
Oh, well, there's more of that than there's supporters, but there is a fun, our lawyer sent me, it's a Wikipedia list of Trump supporters, and there are quite a few. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We're like, there are people he could choose from that I think would resonate more, but maybe that was the thing is like, I'm sure fucking somebody in his camp was like, no, we got to go Lil Pump. This will really, we'll get the young people on our side. I swear to God. Like, which is like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. Maybe that's his way. Yeah. I mean, who fucking knows? It just feels like everything's like a last ditch effort. And,
because it is. That's the best way to describe it. It's throwing everything at the fucking wall mm-hmm. and hoping somebody sticks. Lil Pump. Jesus.
Yeah. Does anybody know?
Gremlins.
Does anyone know a poem? Just something that, anything that fucking rhymes. Emily Dickinson.
We need rhymes. Limericks. Does anybody have a limerick?
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. This is.
It's wild. And the airport flying here, you could see people like, it really did feel like a school spirit rally. And it's, here's what's. And you never know. Because again, it's like when people, it just is interesting because you don't, who knows how it's going to go? Like you can hope something. But a lot of times when people, and again, it's like a weird, and I was having this conversation because we drove back and forth to Lockhart for 45 minutes each way. So we just like had a lot of time to talk in the car. And it was a thing where it's like, normally in like, because when someone's being loud, you know, like if, and we all know this, like, and this is like a basic thing. If like people are talking and someone in a meeting is like loud and mad and like yelling and stuff like that, a lot of times it's like, they seem like they're being scary, but it's like, oh, it's cause they're like, they feel fucked and backed into a corner. And that's kind of what he's doing. And his supporters, like the fact that they're all geared up, you know what I mean? They walk around and they're like, I mean, I saw in the airport, there were people just in regular clothes. And then the other half, it was like half of the people in some of the Texas airports that I saw, like every other person was just like red hat, MAGA gear. They're like, let's fucking do this. And it feels like, why are you guys so amped up? Like, I get it, but it just feels like everyone, you guys are like real fired up. And it's cause there's like, just feels like they're like scared. And even the way that he's acting on the, where he just get like the speeches he's giving, where he's either like yelling and just talking a lot of shit. Even Rush Limbaugh, they all just get on and they're just talking mad shit about the other side and say,
and loudly. Like, that's, yeah, that's what I mean, genuinely, you guys, I am afraid. I don't want to say afraid, nervous. I'm very nervous about what's going to happen either way.
Yeah.
I really, like, I'm more nervous what's going to happen if he wins, just like, as far as over the next, you know, 30 years when they just start, when they refuse, the Trump family refuses to leave office and just instills another fucking Trump. I'm nervous if Biden wins, what the Trump people are going to do. That's, and a lot of people are like, but I think these aren't all of his supporters. I get it that there's fringe everywhere. There's good people on both sides. But I get that there's like fringe groups to any movement or ideology. There's fringe elements. But I think his supporters, there's more of that fringe with all the QAnon shit. And I mean, this just happened. I mean, when you're having actual plots to kidnap people, Like, if you don't think that there's people right now that are sitting in a basement or whatever on their computers, planning things in case Trump loses. Like, I for sure think that's happening. And that's scary. And again, I'm not saying all of his supporters are going to do this, but there are going to be people that will, I think, act dangerously.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, like, with the Biden bus being, like, harassed and, like, by Trump supporters and Trump being like, oh, go to the polls and, like, watch people, where he was essentially...
intimidate.
Right. And, like, he's just, like, stoking this narrative of violence and the Proud Boy thing. Like, so what's scary about that is, and even on Fox, because they're boarding things up, and what's so crazy is... But I guess maybe both sides, that's what we were talking about last night. I go, what's frustrating is that both sides on either side of the table, everybody needs to just calm the fuck down and have a conversation and be like, relax. Nobody wants the country to fail. Everyone's getting worked up. And what's happening is we're all only hearing news from our little circle. So everybody's just hearing shit from their own drum circle and their own people. Each side, and this is why it's difficult to have a conversation, each side, it's not like, oh, we have different ideas about, like, financial policy, you know what I mean? Or, like, what we should do with Medicare. Each side believes, and we've talked about this when we did that book, this is what's so crazy, it's a belief, as if the same way people believe in gravity, right? Each side believes that the other side is, like, evil and straight up, like, has borderline schizophrenia. because I think that about the Trump people, because I'm like, you guys are brainwashed and you're following a dictator. Then you watch Fox and they are saying the same thing about us, which makes me, and so it's like, it's just like everyone's so fucking amped up that it's like, well, now we can't even have a conversation because everyone has decided in their mind that the other people are just like evil, terrible people. And that's what feels scary about it. And Donald Trump is not helping, because when those people, like, were doing shit to the Biden bus, like, trying to, like, it was like Mad Max style, they came up on both sides of it, and his response was not like, hey, you guys, knock it off, I'm not, look,
of course
not. His response,
he loves it,
was, those are patriots. And I'm like, you guys, he's stoking violence and anger. Anytime you're adding to anger, it's like, why are you trying to make this a fight? If we're trying to fix the country, fix it. Why are we don't need to be like doing a, like, you know, but it's, that's what's
so
scary.
This is the thing. He doesn't want to fix anything. He wants to win.
Right. He wants to be right. He doesn't. Exactly. That's the difference.
He doesn't want to work. I largely, like, bipartisan shit is fucking, I mean, it really is now. And it is both sides. It's just fucking for party, for, you know, the president, for whoever, and just no sort of ability to move in a different direction, even slightly, let alone, like, entertain a different idea. It's just, this is what it is. This is, we're winning. We need to win. And I think that's what's gotten really scary with politics in general, because of course, yeah, it's fucking about winning, because, you know, then you can make changes and hopefully do things for the betterment of the country. But that I don't think exists anymore, and now it's just about, like, getting, I want my way, we're getting our way, we're winning, we're not working with anybody else to fix things, we want to change things for us and our people so we look good. This country's too big. I don't think civil war is the worst thing. I mean, you guys know it's day one of the civil war when you're hearing this. So, I mean, we've said this before. No great empire lasts forever. You know, when the fucking founders started this, they assumed that there would be another revolution at some point. Because things change. Over time, things change and things need to change. And if you don't, this happens.
Right.
It's like everybody's so, which I really think, I do think that felons should be able to vote. And I think that that's something that will take a lot of policy and a lot of work because, of course, not if, for, well, if you're like a murderer, you can't vote anyways because you're still in jail. You should be if you murdered somebody. But there's a lot of people that have felonies because maybe they did something stupid when they were in their 20s and they just can't vote for the rest of their lives. And these are people that served their time, aren't on probation, aren't on parole, did their shit. And I do think that if you've served your debt to society for the wrong that you did and you're back in the community and you're paying taxes and you're working a job and you have a family and all this stuff, you should also regain the right to vote. I think that that is fair. I really do. And a lot of people disagree with that, mostly Republicans. And the big thing with that is because I think they think, which I don't think is 100% true, but definitely, that that would help Democrats. That would just be more votes for the Democratic Party. Which, again, you guys, there are plenty of people with financial crime felonies that I think for sure would vote Republican. So they need to look at it that way. Because if you want to keep suppressing the vote, just take votes. Oh, women shouldn't be able to vote anymore either. Black people shouldn't be able to vote anymore. Like, just make sure that the only people can vote are rich, white, landowning white men.
Yeah, I mean, if you just go back to the original Constitution, and that Amy chick that's now in the Supreme Court.
She's going to get us there. She's going to get us there.
I mean, just, you know, just like the good old days. I just want it to be simple. You know what I mean?
The 1950s? Oh, no, the 1780s.
Yeah, back in the good old days where, like, you know what I mean? Women didn't have to read. We didn't have to do anything. We just had to lay back, open our legs, you know what I mean? Make a sandwich.
Well, we didn't have to. We had slaves to make the sandwiches for us.
Yeah, I don't like that. Let's see. And again, not that someone else can't make my sandwich, but I have a very specific way I like a sandwich. Because here's the thing: if the sandwich isn't made properly, I'm the one that's getting beat in the bedroom. You know what I mean? So let me.
Hello.
Speaking of getting beaten the fucking, I had to buy lube. And not even for fucking, just as like a general moisturizer.
For your full body.
Yeah. I'm eating like, I went to the gym yesterday and there was nobody in there. And I was so excited that I worked out a lot because I haven't been in a gym in forever. And I just was like, there's a cable machine. And I was like, I'm going to do this exercise. And this, I feel like I, and on top of that, and then like fucking for 3 to 4 hours a day, I feel like I got hit by a fucking truck. I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, I cannot move my body. Everything is sore. Oh,
Wendy's now doing like body rolls.
Yeah. Everything is sore. I just was like, because I felt like I was at a buffet where you're like, I just want to have a little bit of everything. But it was in the gym, so I was there for like 2.5 hours. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do a cable press. How about a cable fly? How about if I add this? And I was like, I just was so happy to be back in a gym and exercising. And now I feel like I got the shit kicked out of me by like a lot of people. Oh, and we're going on a hike today. So maybe I'll get, murdered on the hike. Who knows?
Fingers crossed.
Maybe I know.
I'll go on a hike today too, but alone. So my chances of getting murdered are even greater.
You think? Because I know. Normally, if you go on a hike, isn't it like if you go with like a partner of some kind, your chances are increased?
Because you're going to get. I think it depends on where you are and how lucky you are. Because like if you go alone and there's nowhere around except for a bad guy, pretty good chances of getting murdered.
Yeah.
But if you go with a partner, I mean. They probably will murder you, but they also might be like, no, I want to go get more barbecue. So I'm not going to kill you yet.
Yeah. Who knows? But it's going to be fucking interesante here. I don't know what we're going to do if we're going to go out or stay in and watch the, I don't know. I mean,
I mean, we're going to go out if, but yeah, if things are looking, I don't know. Part of me wishes we got out of town, but.
Oh, you could be here. Texas so far. You want to talk about, I mean, I forgot. I went down to go get coffee in the lobby yesterday morning. There are three people down there. And again, you forget. And there were three people down there. And I assumed and I made the judgment call by looking at them because they were not straight white men. In my mind, I was just like, oh, I'm with my people. And everyone's wearing masks, thank fucking God, because they couldn't recognize me walking around. The news is on, and we're getting coffee. We're all kind of standing far away, and I see a bunch of people, and the president comes on. I go, can you believe this motherfucker? But I forget, I'm like, I'm in Austin, but it also is Texas, you know what I mean? And there are like women for Trump. There are people of color for Trump. And I said that. I go, can you believe this motherfucker? And I swear to God, you would have think it was March 17th and I coughed in a CVS because everybody turned and like looked at me and I felt like I was in a zombie movie. And I was like, you can apply that to whichever candidate you would like to.
You're like, Biden. I meant Biden. My eyes. I'm sorry. It's very early. This is my first cup of coffee. I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, Sleepy Joe. More like Sleepy. I'm not going to give you my real name because I don't want you to find me in this hotel later.
Oh, I love that you just.
I forgot. I just. I was like,
where you were.
Well, and I'm like, oh, it's my. And not to be whatever, but I'm just like, oh, it doesn't. These are not straight white men. I'm in safe company. I can say fucking whatever. And I said, can you believe this motherfucker? And they turned and I think I was wearing my hat that's from the Ralph Lauren coffee shop and it says New York on it. And so I'm like, so they turned and I was like,
oh, they were fucking all. I love that you're a story now. You're for sure a fucking story. I mean, maybe you should stay in the hotel room.
I know.
Until you leave and get a police escort out of there, because if Trump loses, you might have a bunch of people searching that hotel for that bitch from New York.
Well, I'm wearing a different hat now when I leave the house. Thank God I brought two hats.
The house.
Yeah. Oh, I've already.
I live here now. I've moved away from St. Louis.
Every time I leave the bunker, I'm wearing a different hat. I'm going to show I dyed my hair blonde. I'm like, it's whatever. I feel safe. I feel good. Well, what's crazy on Fox, you and I think agree on this. The boarding up, callers call in with the idea of like potential rioting. I feel like it's more likely to happen. And you said this earlier, and I totally agree with you. If Trump loses, I don't think the Biden people, we're not going to riot if Trump wins.
There will be protests, which then there will be looting because there's bad actors that show up and shit happens. I mean, that just is what it is. And then Trump people. I don't know. I'm definitely more nervous for the people taking to the streets if he loses than the people taking to the streets if he wins. As far as bad stuff happen. I mean, and that's, but Beverly Hills, I was reading a story this, Beverly Hills is like, and people are already saying like they're asking for it. Like they have tanks in the streets. Look up fucking, when we get off the call, go look up, you can see pictures of it. They have full on like SWAT vehicles out, like basically being like, we're here, don't fuck around.
See, and this is, Thomas, it's not his real name anyway, so I'll just say it, brought this up. And I was like, this is actually a really good point. And you know, a lot of you probably thought about this. I didn't even think about it because it does, I think, because everyone gets so, like, we're all so psyched up, you know what I mean? For, like, shit's going to pop off and whatever and, like, get ready. But he made a good point. He said, I worry a little bit that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And we've talked about this. People do this all the time where we get in our heads, you know, and you and I had this conversation privately the other day where it's like, and this is like something that, and I do all the time. And I know a lot of people do it. That's why we bought that airport book and went over it. But like where you get in your head an idea and you're like, I believe this thing is true. I believe this is how the world operates. And so then you get yourself so jacked up about have that belief that you then behave and engage with the world in a way that makes that continue to be true, right? So like, for example, if you didn't listen to the Patreon, for me is I'm always like, oh, nobody wants me around. And so then what I do is like in my life where like people will like, oh, I invite you to a party. And then I'm like, oh, they're just doing that to be nice. Nobody wants you around. And so then I don't go. And so then after doing that for years and years, if you're just constantly being a recluse and being like, oh, no, that's okay. I'm just going to like be by myself. Like then even though that's not a true thing to begin with, because I believe that to be true and so I behave that way, then it becomes true. And then it's like, well, then, yeah, people do stop inviting you because you don't go. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And the same kind of shit now where it's like people boarding everything up and putting tanks out and the news covering it, it makes it feel like it gets people jacked up like, oh, shit, there are going to be fights. And so it feels like it's like, why are we getting egged on before we're in trouble before we've done anything? And so it gets people kind of fired up. Well, it's like, well, if you're going to put tanks in the street, fucking, I guess we are having a fight.
Well, and that's, and then it, if there is a peaceful protest, you have the cops who are in full riot gear with fucking tanks and SWAT vans and all sorts of shit. And you don't think that they're fucking gearing up for that and not, there's not a bunch of like urine and like, getting them all jacked up at the police station like they are. So they're ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming out there like, we're going to fuck you up. Like, you better act right or we're going to fuck you up. It's super fucking dangerous. It's super fucking dangerous. The protests have by large, and this has been for all fucking summer and pandemic, as far as the Black Lives Matter protests and all of that, have been largely peaceful, except for some bad actors coming in and then other guys who maybe don't, who think that Black Lives Matter is a fucking terrorist organization or whatever the fuck they think, coming in and inciting violence. They're the ones that typically are inciting the violence. Police overreacting, all of that. Protests that have not been as peaceful are some of those other guys who are mad that they have to wear masks and have counter protests. And those are the people I'm worried about if he loses. Which, guys, what was last night like? Tell me about it. Quick, yell if you're safe, if you're still in a city with power, because I'm sure Trump has shut the power grid down by now if he has lost, he's potentially lost. This is where I'm like, he's fucking, they're not, I don't think they're confident. They're faking it. They're not confident, and they're faking it badly because he's already talking about like no votes are going to be counted after today. Which, that's not how it works. If your fucking ballot is postmarked today, like most, it counts.
Right.
But they did say that's why they were like, do not do that. But also, if you drop your, do you think that all the votes are going to be counted tonight for in-person voting? Of course not. That takes time. He's trying to be like, whatever it says today is what it is. Which I'm like, okay, but what? Fine, let's do that. Fucking mind Fuhrer, whatever the fuck you want to do, for sure, let's do it. But then what happens is Biden wins based on tonight. It's like, okay, well, you said that you didn't want any ballots counted after, and he'll be like, well, no, my ballots get counted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he says that shit too. He straight up says, throw the Biden ballots away, just count mine. It's fucking crazy.
I know.
Oh, you guys.
It's wild. And I'm lowering my voice because I forget, like, I was getting fired up and I'm like, let me fucking drop my tone down because people are walking around that, you know, people, it's room cleaning time. I had to make my own do not disturb sign. So it looks like a cereal.
Wait, They don't have a do not disturb sign?
No, so I had to use my notebook paper, and it's like a big,
wait,
and I don't
do
have
not
scissors.
Have a do not disturb sign? I've never in my life been to a hotel. Motel 6 has do not disturb signs.
I know, so I had to make my own, and it's like a serial killer, because I just have one pen, and so I wanted to make it bold. I mean, I think they would know if there's like a giant notebook, like college ruled piece of paper hanging on a door, but they're walking around, and I don't know. I feel like a Jewish person, like hiding out in Nazi Germany, where I'm just like in this room, and I hear people walking, and I'm like, shh, hold on, wait, I don't know if they're listening, and they're just going to be like, there's someone in there that says she doesn't like Trump. 724.
That bitch from New York.
It's that bitch, from
bitch
New
piglet
York.
From New York.
That's like what I feel like. I hear people walking around and I'm like, wow, I mean, what if I say Trump, but like in a happy voice. So if someone walks by, they don't fucking come in here. It is scary. And yesterday, there was a guy that I was out just to go get a little bit of sun. And some other guy was out getting sun. And we started talking. And again, I'm like, I fucking don't know. And he had a hat on, a regular hat, and it was a reddish color. No writing, but it was a reddish colored hat. And I was still like, this seems like a danger sign. But
yeah,
he
really fucking ruined red hats, by the way.
I know. And that's a good color.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't know if you know this. If you're still like on the fence, well, you don't really have a choice because it's over. So, I mean, yeah. If you're on the fence, you have a picket up your ass for sure. The president of the United States has merch. I cannot, to me, that's enough of like a disqualifier. Like if you're wearing merch, like a merch hat, a merch baseball hat while you're giving a rally on Fox News, they're talking about, and I'm whispering a little bit because I'm truly afraid. On Fox News, their whole thing was, he talked about Jesus, and then his other thing about like why he's dope and gonna win is because he's like, I don't know if you noticed, there are like 45,000 people coming to my rallies. People waited in line all day. We were in Miami till 1 o'clock in the morning. So it was more than a rally. It was like a party. And the Fox News people were not, the Fox and Friends people were not, they didn't even look stoked. They were kind of like smiling. Because I think even though they're like helping him, part of them was probably like, and he's like, Joe Biden has like, what, 3 or 4 people standing in a parking lot all masked up far away. But part of their brain has to be like, well, yeah, that's because there's like a global pandemic. So that's actually like showing good leadership on his part. And like,
also there's more than 3 or 4 people. And the Trump thing I watched yesterday, he was like, oh, the news is saying there's like 2,500 people here. I'm looking, there's a lot more than that. And I'm also looking at it and I'm like, no, there's not. There's not. I don't even know if there's that many people there.
Yeah.
Like the way he inflates numbers, I really think is, I mean, he's done it his entire life, from how much money he has to fucking how big his dick is and how much he weighs. He just lies. He loves lying about numbers. I mean, there's like, there's no way there were 45,000 people there. And if there were, that is so grossly irresponsible. It's fucking crazy.
I mean,
like the country, yeah. COVID is fucking on and popping, you guys. Like it's happening. Like the whole country is about to shut down again. They're going to have to. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to lock everything down. It's going to be just like it was, but bars are going to be closed. Everything's going to be closed again. In most of the country. I'm sure someplace, Southern California will probably skate, but who knows?
Yeah, most places. But again, you come to Texas and baby, they don't give a fuck here. Like, I mean, so if you want to come, you know what I mean? Just like indoors, we'll have barbecue. We'll do a show.
Love barbecue indoors.
Right.
We'll all eat the same rib. We'll pass it around. Everybody put their mouth on it. We'll cough on it.
Yeah, it'll be nice. We can do like, we'll do like a combination of like comedy, music. We'll do like a little mini festival.
Oh, fun. Yes.
There's an indoor festival we'll have. I mean, hey, Joe Rogan's going to open a club here. I feel like we can get, you know, if there is a civil war, I think what'll happen, what if Texas like secedes and Trump can just be the president of just Texas? How about we do that? Trump can just run Texas. Everywhere else can be under Biden.
I feel like Texas is too in the middle. Florida, he can take Florida, except the Keys. You can take Florida. That's because that's the only place in Florida I've ever wanted to go is the Keys.
Yeah, the Keys is nice. God, this is so weird.
This is a weird episode. You know why? Because it's fucking a weird day to be recording an episode. And it's a weird day for you to be listening to this.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, we're allowed to have one of these weird kind of like political election, especially the day of the election.
I was going to be like, it's the day of the election. If there's any day that we're going to fucking not be funny, it'd be scared and whisper because we're worried that people are going to bust into our hotel room and murder us. It's today.
Yeah, we're allowed to, because I feel like, you know, through the pandemic, and thank you guys for your nice messages and keep those reviews coming. But we've been pretty good at pretty much ignoring and
just
acting.
Just rolling with it.
It's what we do with our lives. You know, shit goes wrong. You're like, fucking whatever. Can we make a joke about something? How about, you know what I mean?
We learned it from Trump. Just keep lying. Just lie until everyone's like, fine, I guess you're okay.
Right.
Just can't keep asking you. You just keep yelling and lying. So I guess everything's fine.
If we just, here's what we've been doing this whole pandemic. We're just screaming about our pussies, trying to distract you guys. We're just like, you don't want to hear about our pussies? How about this? Turn up a little pump. How about pump up the pump? Okay.
Again, just like Trump, screaming about pussies and loving Lil Pump.
It's a brand new day with the pussy pump. Yeah.